Well, the work in HIV prevention and sexual education has been difficult from the beginning anyway, because conservative forces in the Philippines are really trying to withhold sexual information, contraceptives, condoms in particular, from young people so that they can protect themselves and understand what risky sexual behavior means and what could happen to them. So in reality, it won't change anything. What I think it will do is to open the door to a debate, because suddenly now condoms are actually on the agenda. Condoms are written about in the newspapers and so on. That hasn't been the case for quite a long time, actually not since the sexual or the reproductive health law was approved about 3.5 years ago.
How is the situation of HIV in the Philippines? Are the youths more prone to the virus?
Yes. Well, they're more prone to being infected. So there's about 26 new infections every day, and 30% of those are infections of people between 15 and 30 years old. And about 62% of all new HIV infections in the country are with the people who are between 18 and 24 years old. So really, it's a young epidemic, and it's the sexual behavior of younger people that put them in riskier situations, and their inability to find protection in one way or another. We have the fastest growing HIV epidemic in the Asia and Pacific region, if not in the world right now. The numbers are still small, but transmission rates are very high at the moment, and in particular among young males who have sex with males, and young transgender people, and of course also injecting drugs.
Can you explain some of the programs or projects that UNICEF has been doing in the Philippines in particular to promote preventive measures against HIV?
We have been working with, for example, the Department of Health. We're also working with the National Youth Commission. And we do that through, we have developed, for example, learning materials and discussion materials for young people. We've also trained peer supporters and peer trainers, so young people training young people, basically, on the topics of STDs, of HIV and AIDS, and pregnancy and so on.
Now, I'm sure you've seen yourself victims of HIV epidemic, especially the young people. And how does it make you feel?
So I've worked many years in Africa, and I saw thousands and thousands of victims of HIV and AIDS, and they were usually sort of, not all, but many, uneducated, unable to make the right choice because they didn't have the right information, and it was really a sort of poverty-related thing. Here it is not necessarily a poverty-related thing. It's really that the information is withheld or has been withheld from young people to really leave them in the dark and leave them ignorant of what sexual choices they have or in their sexual behavior. And in a country which is a middle-income country with relatively high education levels, this is so unnecessary, and it really makes me feel very disappointed but also very desperate that this has to happen in a country that has the resources, that could provide the knowledge and the education and the choices for young people, and it doesn't do it, not at least not so far. But at least now there's a sort of a ray of hope with this new policy to distribute condoms. We hope, of course, that the government will keep it up and sort of keep going in this direction so that young people do get access to reproductive health information and education.